The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 25, The Glories of Lord Ananta. In this chapter, Shukadeva Goswami describes Ananta, the source of Lord Shiva. Lord Ananta, whose body is completely spiritual, resides at the root of the planet Patala. He always lives in the core of Lord Shiva's heart, and he helps him destroy the universe. Ananta instructs Lord Shiva how to destroy the cosmos, and thus he is sometimes called Tamasi, or, quote, one who is in the mode of darkness, end quote. He is the original deity of material consciousness, and because he attracts all living entities, he is sometimes known as Sankarshan. The entire material world is situated on the hoods of Lord Sankarshan. From his forehead, he transmits to Lord Shiva the power to destroy this material world. Because Lord Sankarshan is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, many devotees offer him prayers, and in the planetary system of Patala, all the suras, asuras, gandharvas, vidyadharas, and learned sages offer him their respectful obeisances. The Lord talks with them in a sweet voice. His bodily construction is completely spiritual and very, very beautiful. Anyone who hears about him from the proper spiritual master becomes free from all material conceptions of life. The entire material energy is working according to the plans of Anantadev. Therefore, we should regard him as the root cause of material creation. There is no end to his strength, and no one can fully describe him, even with countless mouths. Therefore, he is called Ananta, unlimited. Being very merciful toward all living entities, he has exhibited his spiritual body. Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of Anantadev to Maharaj Parikshit in this way. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha, Tasya Mula Desha Trimsad Yojana Sahasrantara Aste Yavai Kala Bhagavatas Tamasi Samakyat Tanananta Iti Satvatiya Drastri Drishyayo Sankarshanam Iham Iti Abhimana Lakshanam Yam Sankarshanam Iti Akchakise Sate. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Tasya, of the planet of Patala, Muladesh, in the region beneath the base, Trimsat, 30, Yojana, 8 mile units of measurement, Sahasrante Antare, at an interval of 1,000th, Aste remains, yet which by indeed Kala, an expansion of an expansion, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tamasi, related to darkness, Samakyata, called Ananta, Ananta, iti thus, Satvatiya, the devotees, Drashtri Drishayo, of matter and spirit, Sankarshanam, of the drawing together, Aham, I, iti thus, Abhimana, by self-conception, Lakshanam, symptomized, Yam, whom, Sankarshanam, Sankarshan, iti thus, Achakyasate, learned scholars describe. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, My dear king, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu known as Lord Ananta or Lord Sankarshan. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the demigod or deity of Tamagun or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamasi. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material world of ignorance, as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. When a conditioned living being thinks, quote, I am the enjoyer, and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me, end quote, this conception of life is dictated to him by Sankarshan. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord. Purport. There is a class of Maya men akin to Mayavadi philosophers who misinterpret the Mahambrahmasmi and Soham Vedic mantras to mean, quote, I am the Supreme Brahman, end quote, and, quote, I am the identical with the Lord, end quote. This kind of false conception in which one thinks himself the Supreme Enjoyer is a kind of illusion. It is described elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 558, Janasya Moha Yamahama Métis. As explained in the above verse, Lord Shakarshan is the predominating deity of this false conception. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya Shaham Ridhi Sarvis Janivisto Matismiti Ganamapoanam Cha. Quote, I am situated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, end quote. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as Shankarshan, and when a demon thinks himself one with the Supreme Lord, the Lord helps him in that darkness. Although such a demonic living entity is only an insignificant part of the Supreme Lord, he forgets his true position and thinks he is the Supreme Lord. Because this forgetfulness is created by Shankarshan, he is sometimes called Tamasi. The name Tamasi does not indicate that he has a material body. He is always transcendental because he is a supersoul of Lord Shiva who must perform tamasic activities. Shankarshan is sometimes called Tamasi. Text 2. Yasyedam kshiti mandalam bhagavato nantamurte sahasra shirasa ekasmin eva shirshani Driya manam siddhartha eva lakshite. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom idam this, kshiti mandalam, universe, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantamurti, in the form of Anantadev, Sahasra Shirasa, who has thousands of hoods, Ekasmin, in one, eva, only, Shirsani, hood, Driya manam, is being sustained, siddhartha eva, like a white mustard seed, lakshyate, is seen. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, this great universe situated on one of Lord Anantadev's thousands of hoods appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. Text 3. Yasya hava idam kaleno pasan Jihir Sato Marsha Virachita Ruchira Brahmad Bruvo Antarena Sankarsano Namarudra Akedasa Vyuhas Tri Akshas Tri Shikam Shulam Atam Bayam Udastitat. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom Hava, indeed, Idam, this material world, Kalena, in due course of time, Upasanji Hirsata, desiring to destroy Amarsha by anger, Virachita formed Ruchira, very beautiful, Brahmat moving Bruvo, the two eyebrows, Antarena, from between, Shankarshan Nam, named Shankarshan, Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva, Ekadas Vyuha, who has 11 expansions, Tri Aksha, three eyes, Tri Shikam, having 3 points, Shuklam, a trident, Uta Bhyan, Bayam, raising, Udatistat, arose. Translation. At the time of devastation, when Lord Anantadev desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then, from between his two eyebrows, appears three-eyed Rudra, carrying a trident. This Rudra, who is known as Shankarshan, is the embodiment of the 11 Rudras, or incarnations of Lord Shiva. He appears in order to devastate the entire creation. Purport. In each creation, the living entities are given a chance to close their business as conditioned souls. When they misuse this opportunity and do not go back home, back to Godhead, Lord Shankarshan becomes angry. The 11 Rudras, expansions of Lord Shiva, come out of Lord Shankarshan's eyebrows due to his angry mood, and all of them together devastate the entire creation. Text 4. Yasyangri Kamala Yugalaruna Vishada Nakamani Sanda Mandaleshvu Ahi Pataya Sata Satvatar Sabir Ekanta Bhakti Yogenavan Namanta Svavadanani Sparhispurat Kundala Prabha Mandita Ganda Stala Lani Ata Ati Manoharani Pramudita Manasakalo Vilokayanti. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom Angri Kamala, of lotus feet, Yugala, of the pear, Aruna Visada, brilliant pink, Naka, of the nails, Mani Sunda, like gems, Mandaleshu, on round surfaces, Ahipataya, the leader of the snakes, Saha, with Shatvata Rishabai, the best devotees, Ekanta Bhakti Yogena, with unalloyed devotional service, Avana Manta offering obeisances, Svavadanani in their own faces, Parispurat glittering, Kundala of the earrings, Prabha by the effulgence, Mandita decorated, Gandastalani, whose cheeks, Ati Manoharani, very beautiful, Pramudita Manasa, their minds refreshed, Kalo, indeed, Vikal Kalyanti, they see, translation. The pink, transparent toenails of the Lord's lotus feet are exactly like valuable gems polished to a mirror finish. When the unalloyed devotees and leaders of the snakes offer their obeisances to Lord Shankarshan with great devotion, they become very joyful upon seeing their own beautiful faces reflected in his toenails. Their cheeks are decorated with glittering earrings, and the beauty of their faces is extremely pleasing to see. Text 15. Yasyaiva hi naga raja kumariya asisa asasanas charvanga alalaya vilasita visada vipula dravala subhaga ruchira buja rajata sambeshu aguru chandana kumkum palaka pankanu lepana valim panamanas tad abiram sananomatita Hridaya makara dvaja vesha ruchira lalita smitas tad anura gamada mudita maga amada vit hur nita runa kuruna valokya nayana vadanara vindam savindram kila vilokayanti. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom Eva certainly, indeed, Nagaraja Kumarya, the unmarried princesses of the serpent kings, Ashisha blessings, Ashanasa, Asasasana, hoping for, Charu beautiful, Angavalaya, on the sphere of his body, Vilasita, gleaming, Vishada spotless, Viblupa, long, Dvala, white, Subhaga, indicating good fortune, Ruchira, beautiful, Buja, on his arms, Rajita Stambeshu, like columns of silver, a guru of aloe, Chandan of sandalwood, Kumkum of saffron, Panka from the pulp, Anulepena, with an ointment, Alav Limpana, smearing, Tat Ambib Marshana, by contact with his limbs, Unmatita, agitated, Hridaya in their hearts, Marakadvaj of Cupid, Avesha due to the entrance, Ruchira, very beautiful, Lalita, delicate, Smita, who's smiling, Tat of him, Anuraga of attachment, Mada by the intoxication, Mudita, delighted, Mada due to intoxication with kindness, Vigrunita, rolling, Aruna, pink, Karuna Avaloka, glancing with kindness, Nayana eyes, Vadana and face, Aravindam, like lotus flowers, Savrindam, with bashfulness, Kila, indeed, Vilokayanti, they see. Translation. Lord Ananta's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles, and completely spiritual. They are white, so they appear like silver columns. When the beautiful princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, smear his arms with a guru pulp, sandalwood pulp, and kumkum, the touch of his limbs awakens lusty desires within them. Understanding their minds, the Lord looks at the princesses with a merciful smile, and they become bashful, realizing that he knows their desires. When they smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's lotus face, which is beautified by reddish eyes rolling slightly from intoxication and delighted by love for his devotees. Purport. When males and females touch each other's bodies, their lust desires naturally awaken. It appears from this verse that there are similar sensations in spiritual bodies. Both Lord Ananta and the women giving him pleasure had spiritual bodies. Thus, all sensations originally exist in the spiritual body. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadhyasya Yata. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has commented in this connection that the word Adi means Adi Rasa, the original lusty feeling, which is born from the Supreme. However, spiritual lust and material lust are as completely different as gold and iron. Only one who is very highly elevated in spiritual realization can understand the lusty feelings exchanged between Radha and Krishna, or between Krishna and the damsels of Raja. Therefore, unless one is very experienced and advanced in spiritual realization, he is forbidden to discuss the lusty feelings of Krishna and the gopis. However, if one is sincere and pure devotee, the material lust in his heart is completely vanquished as he discusses the lusty feelings between the gopis and Krishna, and he makes quick progress in spiritual life. Text 6. Sa eva bhagavan ananto nanta gunan nava adideva upasam hritam marsha rosa vego lokanam shvataye aste. Synonyms. Sa, that, eva, certainly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ananta, anantadeva, anantaguna, anarva, the reservoir of unlimited transcendental qualities, adideva, the original Lord, or non-different from the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, upasamhrita, who has restrained amarsha of his intolerance, rosha, with and wrath, vega, the force, lokanam, of all people on all planets, svastaye, for the welfare, aste, remains. Translation. Lord Shankarshan is the ocean of unlimited spiritual qualities, and thus he is known as Anantadev. He is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the welfare of all living entities within this material world, he resides in his abode, restraining his anger and intolerance. Purport. Anantadev's main mission is to dissolve this material creation, but he checks his anger and intolerance. This material world is created to give the conditioned souls another chance to go back home, back to Godhead, but most of them do not take advantage of this facility. After the creation, they again exercise their own propensity for lording it over the material world. These activities of the conditioned souls angered Anantadev, and he desires to destroy the entire material world. Yet, because he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is kind towards us and checks his anger and intolerance. Only at certain times does he express his anger and destroy the material world. Dhyayamana shura shuro raga siddha gandharva vididara muni ganar anavarata mada mudita vikrita vivala lochana lusalalita mukhadi kampetena pyamana Yamana Swaparsada Vibhuda Yutapatin Uparin Rim Lala Raganava Tulasika Moda Madav Asadvena Madhyan Madhukara Vrata Madhura Gita Shriyam Vajayantim Swam Vanamalam Nilavasa Eka Kundalo Hala Kakudi Krita Sapaga Sundara Bujo Bhagavan Mahendra Varanendra Eva Kanchanim Kaksham Udharak Lilo Bibrarti. Synonyms. Dhyayamana, being meditated upon, Sura of the demigods, the Sura of the demons, Uraga, snakes, Siddha, inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Gandharva, inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Vididhara, Vididhara's, Muni, and of great sages, Ganai, by groups, Anavarata, constantly, Mada Mudita, delighted by intoxication, Vikrita, moving to and fro, Vivala, rolling, Lochana, whose eyes, Sulalita, excellently composed, Muharika, of speech, Amritena, by the nectar, Upyayamana, pleasing, Svaparsada, his own associates, Bibhuda Yutapatin, the heads of the different groups of demigods, Aparim Lana, never faded, Raga, whose luster, Nava, ever fresh, Tulasika, of the tulsi blossoms, Amoda, by the fragrance, Madhu Ashavena, and the honey, Madhyan, being intoxicated, Madhukara Vrata, of the bees, Madhura Gita, by the sweet singing, Shriyam, which is made more beautiful, Vijayantim, of the garland named Vajayanti, Swam, his own, Vanamalam, garland, Nila Vasha, covered with blue garments, Eka Kundala, wearing only one earring, Kala Halakudi, on the handle of a plow, Krita place, Subhaga, auspicious, Sundara, beautiful, Bhuja, hands, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maha Indra, the King of Heaven, Varana Indra, the elephant, Eva, like, Kanchanim, golden, Kaksham, belt, Udara, Leela, engaged in transcendental pastimes, Bibharti, wears. Shukadeva Goswami continued, the demigods, the demons, the Uragas, serpentine demigods, the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, and the Vidyadharas, and many respective highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful and well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly king Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vajayanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees, intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulsi flowers, hum very sweetly around the garland, and which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. Text 8. Yaesham evam anushruto dhyayamano mumukshunam anadikala karma visana grahitam avidyamayam hridayagrantim sattvarajas tamos mayan antar hridayam Gata ashru nirbhinati tasyanu bhavan bhagavan swayambhuvo narada saha tamburuna sobayam brahmana sam shlokayam asa. Synonyms. Ya, who, Esha, this one, evam, thus, anushruta, being heard from a bona fide spiritual master, dhyayamana, being meditated upon, mumukshunam, of persons desiring liberation from conditional life, anadi, from immemorial, kala, time, karma, vasana, by the desire for fruitive activities, grahitam, very tied tightly, avidyamayam, is consisting of the illusory energy, hridayagrantim, the knot within the heart, sattvarajatamamayam, made of the three modes of material nature, antaridayam, in the core of the heart, gata, situated, asu, very soon, Nirbhinati, cuts, tasya of Shankarshan, Anubhavam, the glories, Bhagavan, the greatly powerful, Swayambhuvu, Bhuva, the son of Lord Brahma, Narada, the sage, Narada, Dasaha, along with, Tambaruna, the stringed instrument called the Tambura, Sabhayam, in the assembly, Brahmana, Lord of Lord Brahma, Samshlokayamasa, described in verses. Translation, if persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Anantadev from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if they always meditate upon Shankarshan, the Lord enters the cores of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narada Muni, the son of Brother Brahma, always glorifies Anantadeva in his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument, or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. Purport. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadeva are imaginary. They are all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered by Narada to Lord Brahma, and the great Saint Narada, along with his companion Tumburu, distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, or one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta, and therefore the word Samshlokayamasa, praised by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciplic succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada, Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Nanata related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic, and thus they are benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, especially in the modes of Rajas, passion, and Tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there is no question of his being becoming purified of this contamination. Text 9. Utpati stiti lalaya laya hetavosya kalpa sattvadya prakriti guna yad iksha yasan yad rupam durvam akritam yad ekam atman nanadat katam uhaveda tasya vartma. Synonyms: utpati, of creation, stiti, maintenance, laya, and dissolution, hetava, the original cause, asyu, of this material world, kalpa, capable of acting, sattva adya, headed by the sattva gun, prakriti guna, the modes of material nature, yet of whom ikshaya, by the glance, asan, became, yet rupam, the form of whom, durvam, unlimited, akritam, uncreated, yet who, ekam, one, atman, in himself, nana, variously, adhat, has manifested, katam, how, uha, certainly, Veda can understand, tasya, his, vartma, path. Translation: by his glance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enables the modes of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although he is one, he has manifested himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? Purport: from Vedic literature, we learn that when the Supreme Lord glances, sa-aikshata, over the material energy, the three modes of material nature become manifest and create material variety. Before he glances over the material energy, there is no possibility of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation, and consequently he is eternal and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however great a scientist or philosopher he may be, understand the ways of the Supreme Lord? The following quotations from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Kanda 148-52 and 158-69 tell the glories of Lord Ananta. Ki Brahma, ki Shiva, ki Sanakadi Kumar, Vyasa Shuka Naradadi Bhaktanama Yanra. Quote, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumars, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar, Vyasadev, Shukadev, Goswami, and Narada are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the Lord. Sabara Pujita Sri Ananta Mahasaya, Sahasravadana Prabhu Bhakti Rasamaya. Quote, Lord Sri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotees mentioned above. He has thousands of hoods and is the reservoir of all devotional service. Adideva Mahayogi Ishvara Vaishnava Mahimara Antahinha Najaneya Sabha. Lord Ananta is the original person and the great mystic controller. At the same time, he is a servant of God, a Vaishnava. Since there is no end to his glories, no one can understand him fully. Sivana Sunila Ebisuna Takuralala Atmatantre Yena Mate Vaishena Patala. Quote, I have already spoken to you of his service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Anantadeva exists in the lower planetary system of Patala. Sri Narada Gosani Timburu Kadi Sange Se Yasa Gayena Brahmastani Shlokavande. Quote, bearing his stringed instrument, the Tumburu, on his shoulders, the great sage Narada Muni always glorifies Lord Ananta. Narada Muni has composed many transcendental verses in praise of the Lord. Shri Stiti Pralaya Satvadi Yataguna Yanra Distipati Haya Yayapuna Puna. Simply due to the glance of Lord Ananta, the three material modes of nature interact and produce creation, maintenance, and annihilation. These modes of nature appear again and again. Advitiya Rupa Satya Anadi Matatva Tatapi Ananta Hai Kebuja Se Tatva. Quote, the Lord is glorified as one without a second and as the Supreme Truth who has no beginning. Therefore, he is called Anantadev, a limited. Who can understand him? Sudasattva Murti Prabhu Dharana Karunaya Ye vigrahe sabara prakash sulilaya. His form is completely spiritual and he manifests it only by his mercy. All the activities of this material world are conducted only by in his form. Yanhara taranga shiki simha mahavali nija mano najana mano ranje hana kutakhali. He's very powerful and always prepared to please his personal associates and devotees. Ye ananta namera shravana sankirtane ye te mate kine nahi boli ye te jani. E sesha janmera banda chinde se krishane ataiva vaishnava cha na chade kabutane. If we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Anantadev, the dirty things in our hearts accumulated during many births will immediately be washed away. Therefore, a Vaishnava never loses an opportunity to glorify Anantadev. Sheshabai samsarena agati nahiara anantera name sarvajivera adara. Lord Anantadev is known as Shesha, the unlimited end, because he ends our passage through this material world. Simply by chanting his glories, everyone can be liberated. Ananta prithivi giri samudra sahite ye prabhu darena giri falana karite. On his head, Anantadev sustains the entire universe with its millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. Shahastra Fanara eke fana bindu yena, ananta vikrama na janena eche hena. He is so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods just like a drop of water. He does not know where it is. Shahasra vadane krishna yasa nirantara gaite achena adideva mahidvara. While bearing the universe on one of his hoods, Anantadev chants the glories of Krishna with each of his thousands of mouths. Yena ananta shiyashera nahi anta jaya banga nahi karo donhe balavanta. Although he has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, he has still not come to their end. Adya piha sheshadeva shaharasra shimuke Gayena Chaitanya Vyas Antanahi Deke. To this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he finds no end to them. End quote. Text 10. Murtim Napuru Kripaya Vibhara Sattvam Samsudam Sadasad Idam Vibhati Tantra Yalilam Mrigapatir Adade Navadyam Adatum Svajana Manasmi Udaravirya. Synonyms. Murtim, the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, na unto us, Puru Kripaya, because of great mercy, Vibhara, exhibited Sattvam, existence, Samsudim, completely transcendental, Satasadidam, this manifest material manifestation of cause and effect, Vibhati, shines, Tatra, in whom, Yat Lilam, the pastimes of whom Mrigapati, the master of all living beings, who is exactly like a lion, the master of all other animals, Adade taught Anavadyam, without material contamination, Adatum, to conquer, Svajana Manamsi, the minds of his devotees, Udaravirya, who is most liberal and powerful. Translation, this manifestation of gross and subtle matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of causeless mercy toward his devotees, he exhibits various forms which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal, and he possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, he appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Purport, Srila Jiva Goswami has translated this verse as follows, quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. It is by his will that gross and subtle ingredients interact. He appears in various incarnations just to please the hearts of his pure devotees. End quote. For example, the Supreme Lord appeared in the transcendental incarnation of Lord Varaha, the boar, just to please his devotees by lifting the planet Earth from the Garbhadak ocean. Text 11. Yan namastutam anu kirtiyad akasmad Arto vayadi patita pralambanad va. Anti amha sapadi nrinam asheshamanyam. Kam esheshad bhagavata asheyan mumukshu. synonyms. Yet of whom Nam, the holy name, Shrutam heard, Anu Kirtayet may chant or repeat akasmat by accident. Arta, a distressed person, va or yadi if, patita, a fallen person, pralambanat, out of joking, va or hanti, destroys, amsa, sinful, sapati, that instant, nrinam, of human society, ashesham, unlimited, anyam, of other, kam, what, shesha, than Lord Shesha, Bhagavata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ashriyat, should take shelter of, mukshu, anyone desiring liberation. Translation. Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? Text 12. Murdhani arpitam anuvat sahasra murdno bugolam sagiri sharit samudra satvam anantyad animita vikramasya bumna ko viryani adhiganenyat sahasra jiva. Synonyms. Murdhani, on a hood or head, arpitam, fixed, anuvat, just like an atom, sahasra murdna, of ananta, who has thousands of hoods, bugolam, this universe, sagiri sarit samudra satvam, with many mountains, trees, oceans, and living entities, anantyat, due to being unlimited, animita vikramaya masya, whose power is immeasurable, bhumna, of the Supreme Lord, ka, who, viryani, potencies, adi, indeed, ganayet, can count, sahasra jiva, although having thousands of tongues. Translation. Because the Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate his power. This entire universe, filled with its many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees, and living entities, is resting just like an atom on one of his many thousands of hoods. Is there anyone, even with thousands of tongues, who can describe his glories? Text 13. Evam prabhavo bhagavan ananto duranta viryoru gunanu bhuva mule rahasya stita atma tantro yo lila yaksham stitiye bibharti. Synonyms. Evam prabhava, who is so powerful, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ananta, ananta, duranta, dvirya, insurmountable prowess, uru, great, guna, anubhava, possessing transcendental qualities and glories, mule, at the base, rasaya, of the lower planetary system, stita, existing, tan, atma, tantra, completely self-sufficient, yahu, ililaya, easily, kshimam, the universe, stitaye, for its maintenance, bibharti, sustains. Translation. There is no end to the great and glorious qualities of that powerful Lord Anantadeva. Indeed, his prowess is unlimited. Although self-sufficient, he himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary systems and easily sustains the entire universe. Text 14. Eta hi evena nirbhir upagantavya Gatayo yata karma vinirmita yatopadesham anuvarnita kaman kamayamanai. Synonyms. Eta, all these, he, indeed, eva, certainly, iha, in this universe, nribhi, all by all living entities, upagantavya, achievable, gataya, destinations, yata karma, according to one's past activities, vinirmita, created, yata upadesham, as instructed, anuvarnita, described accordingly, command, material enjoyment, kamayamanai, by those who are desiring. Translation. My dear king, as I have heard it from my spiritual master, I have fully described to you the creation of this material world according to the fruit of activities and desires of conditioned souls. Those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within this material creation. Purport. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Anadi karama phale padi bhavarnava jale tadibari na deki upaya. Quote, my Lord, I do not know when I commence my material life, but I can certainly experience that I have fallen in this deep ocean of nascience. Now I can also see that there is no other way to get out of it than to take shelter of your lotus feet, end quote. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers the following prayer. Ayi nanda tanju kinkaram patinamam vishabeva bombado kripya tava padapankaja stitadulishadisham vishintaya. Quote, my dear Lord, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of nascience. Kindly, therefore, save me from this horrible condition of materialistic life. Text 15. Eta vitir hi rajan pumsa pravriti lakshanasya dharmasya vipaka gataya ucha vacha visadrisha yata prasnan vyachye kim anyat kata yama iti. Synonyms. Etavati, of such a kind, he certainly, Rajan, O king, Pumsa, of the live human being, Pravriti Lakshanasya, symptomized by inclinations, Dharmasya, of the execution of duties, Vipaka Gataya, the resultant destinations, Ucha Avacha, high and low, Vishadisha, different, Yata Prashnam, as you inquired, Vyachakye, I have described, Kim Anyat, what else, Katayama, shall I speak iti thus? Translation, my dear king, I have thus described how people generally act according to their different desires and, as a result, different types of bodies in higher and lower planets. You inquired of these things from me, and I have explained to you whatever I've heard from authorities. What shall I speak of now? Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Glories of Lord Ananta, end quote.